Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. You know, we are in the midst of change. Everybody is talking about how business is going to succeed, how we're going to move forward during COVID-19 and post-pandemic, whenever it is that we get there. And with us on our newsmaker line are two individuals out of Iowa that have started the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund. With me is Cameron Middlebrooks. He is with Iowa State University and the NAACP of Iowa. Also, Deidre DeGier, good friend and a part of this organization as well, who is no stranger to the state of Iowa, having run for statewide office not too very long ago. Welcome to you both. Grateful that you've made the time to do this. Thank you.
Hi there. Hey.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. You know, any time that we hear about an answer to helping small business, and particularly businesses that are really under pressure to succeed and hopefully exist, we're really interested in having that conversation. So, Cameron, lay it out for us. What is the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund, and how is Iowa State and the NAACP, for that matter, involved?
Sure. Yeah. So the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund was really an idea that I want to say Deidre DeGier was the catalyst behind this, but we wanted to ensure that no business in Iowa got left behind, especially our what we call micro small businesses, right? If you look at SBA, a small business is considered 500 employees or less.
Right.
But we know the majority of our businesses that are in our community that we frequent, that are employing our neighbors, are 1 to 7 employees, right? Not too big in numbers, but really big in the impact that they give back to the community. So we put together an alliance of organizations that includes Iowa State University, NAACP, but also the Financial Empowerment Center through DMAC, the Directors Council, which many of you guys will remember them from putting out the report on the status of African-American in Polk County, which really talked to, the tale of two economies.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
In addition to that, the Immigrant Entrepreneurship Summit, which does several different summits throughout the year, and one big one in the fall for our immigrant population, as well as the League of United Latin American Citizens, which most people know as LULAC. One Voice, which is a new organization representing those immigrants and refugees coming from the African diaspora. Dream Iowa, which is a pretty new organization, really out there representing our Latinx community and ensuring that they are taking advantage of all the financial opportunities that are available. And then Iowa Community Capital actually came on as our fiscal agent to actually handle all the funds that we receive and disperse. But again, this was an alliance of organizations that I think have all worked in this realm before. But I think this is the first time that we actually all came together to join in an alliance, to join as community members, to join as neighbors, to ensure that the businesses that represent us, the businesses that look like us, don't get left out of the pot.
Cameron Middlebrooks, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and he is speaking about this alliance. And you know, it is making sense when you talk about, you know, rather than working separately, combine these resources and then have a deeper dive into these businesses that you're trying to assist. And 1 to 7 employees. Now, those are micro businesses, and they are some of the businesses, from what I understand from doing this daily business newscast, are many of which have been left out of all of the federal programs because the difficulty in navigating them. Has that been your experience, guys?
Yeah, it has. Through Iowa State, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching with business owners and entrepreneurs. And, you know, you have opportunities out there like PPP, like the EIDL program in the state, so on and so forth. But when these programs initially came out, they weren't even accepting sole proprietors, right? Again, this is just qualitative data that I'm receiving, but most of the businesses that were getting those awards were your bigger businesses, right? Ones that employed you know, 50 to 100 to 150, all the way up to 500 people,
yes.
right? Which in ways it makes sense, right? But it also leaves out the most vulnerable businesses, right? And many a times those businesses are disproportionately Black and brown. If you look at the Alliance, you see a lot of organizations that represent disadvantaged communities. This I want to make it clear, you know, this this fund is not just for minorities or women-owned businesses, but I think we do want to be intentional to ensure that those businesses get an opportunity to survive throughout this COVID situation. Not only survive, really recover and come out stronger.
Deidre, I have to ask you this question, and I know that you're battling a bit of the allergy thing going on here, and we will bear with you as you struggle through this.
Thank you.
When we talk about businesses, small businesses, I suspect you would agree with me. One of the only ways that we're ever going to break cycles of poverty is to equalize, if you will, the entrepreneurial spirit of individuals out there, no matter where they come from, but especially in our Black and brown communities that, as Cameron just indicated, that recent study, The Tale of Two Economics or The Tale of Two Cities, really need some deep down assistance. Would that all be accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that you're walking down the right path on this thing. The biggest challenge is that so many of our business owners who come from diverse populations kind of started behind the starting line, if you will. And so in the midst of COVID, when we think of everything that needs to happen for a business owner to see its way through this thing, because those business owners were behind the starting line, they really didn't necessarily get to the point in which they could receive those services that were offered in the very beginning, as Cameron discussed. And so our goal right now is really to level the playing field for them so that there's equity in their access to capital, because we all know that business owners need access to capital. They cannot thrive, they cannot grow if they don't get that access. And what's, I think, most important about the work that's happening around the Small Business Relief Fund is that it's not coming with just money alone. It's coming with coaching that Iowa State Extension is providing. It's coming with coaching that the Financial Empowerment Center and Dream Iowa are providing to ensure that these business owners are going to see themselves through this thing, but they're going to come out on the other side much stronger than they were. I mean, many of us business owners, you know, Michael, you can attest to this. Sometimes
right.
you kind of live in the bubble. If it's working for you, it's working, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. And when someone tries to say, well, try to do this different, you're thinking like, but this is working, so I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it. Well, now we're at a point where our business owners aren't as busy. They have the capacity to think through things a little bit more thoroughly, dive a little bit deeper into how they're doing business and so on and so forth. And so we want to maximize their potential during this time to ensure that they're on a pathway that is very well planned out and very, very much so strategic in nature, so that they grow. And you know, we always are talking about silver linings and things along those lines. And if there is ever a silver lining in this, our business owners have been forced to really peel back the onion layers and be more critical of how they can grow as a business.
Our guests are Cameron Middlebrooks and Deidre DeGier. We're talking about the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund. You know, one of the things that you just said, Deidre, that is so important is that now many small business operators have time to work on their business rather than in their business. And as a small business owner, I get it. You know, we are inundated every single day working in our business. And now many times because of this, we can work on it. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
You know, there's another factor that you indicated here, and I have a suspicion that, you know, many of the federal programs that are out there that banks are involved in, you know, you need to have a banking relationship. And I would suspect many individuals, Cameron, that you're working with right now may not have a deep banking relationship because they've mostly bootstrapped their business over the past several years. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Michael. You know, especially in that target area that we're focused on, that 1 to 7 employees, right? A lot of times, you know, the extent of their banking relationship is a checking account, right? Just some place where they can receive and disperse funds. But as far as capital, they were either self-funded or they crowd surf with family members and friends.
Sure.
And it's not to say that, you know, because they don't have a very tight or growing business or banking relationship that they're unsuccessful. That's not what we're saying, right? The average business that has already applied for this fund has been around just over 7 years. In my opinion, man, you make it past a year and a half, 2 years, depending on the industry, you are doing better than most, right? Especially in the food service delivery, right? But you're dealing with businesses that have been around for 7 years but haven't necessarily had the need to develop that business relationship because, as you mentioned, right, they're bootstrapping, they're self-funding, they're figuring it out, they're just trying to hustle their way through it.
Right.
And it really, I think COVID doesn't really, it exacerbates the problems that are already there with certain communities being underbanked and not truly developing those relationships. And I think that is one of the things that, you know, through the business coaching that we're offering at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and through the Financial Empowerment Center in Dream, Iowa, is, as Deidre said earlier, taking that time to peel back the layers of the onion and focus on your business. And this is one portion of the business that I think folks need to start focusing on now. Because as we do recover and as capital does start to open back up, it's going to be important for them to begin to really build those relationships with the banking business.
Yeah, and if you can get some respite, and like we were saying, you know, somebody, you got to pay the rent, you got to pay the lights, you got to pay your internet, you got all these things that are still come and due. And if you don't have, if you're not in the federal program, you don't have that big time relationship with a bank, you got to turn someplace. And this sounds, you know, I got to tell you guys, this sounds like something that, you know, out of adversity does come some goodness. And this is one of those areas that, frankly, I've been talking about for years with regard to small businesses and equalizing the playing field out there for many individuals who have started, but finding ways to continue. So not only do you have a financial component, but you also got the coaching component, and folks should take advantage of that. How do people do it? How do people reach out to you guys to apply?
So the easiest way is going to empowermoney.org. Again, that's empowermoney.org. As soon as you get to the main page, you'll see right there at the top where you can actually go in and apply for the Small Business Relief Fund. You'll also see, for those of us who are not struggling at this time and would like to help their neighbors out and help support the Small Business Relief Fund, there's a donate button for you as well. I know a lot of folks are stopping applications and things of that nature. We're not going to stop this application until we feel like there's no need. So we're going to continue to raise funds. You know, one thing Deidre has been saying the past few weeks, right? You know, roughly about 4 or 5 o'clock every single day, right? At pre-COVID, most of us would be at a restaurant or a bar, you know, celebrating with that the day is over, right?
Right.
And we'd be tipping those bartenders. So we're asking folks, man, at 4 or 5 o'clock every single day, come visit the page and tip what you would tip your bartender, tip what you would tip your waiter, your wait staff. Because these are the businesses that we're really focused on, right, that you would have been going through.
That's a brilliant idea, you know, rather than, because we don't have those places to go to if we're in at least 22 counties. And and as this continues to play out, I mean, the numbers, as we take a look, you know, just for pure transparency, the numbers don't necessarily look like much is going to be opened up. I mean, Illinois just canceled their state fair. I can't imagine entertainers wanting to come to Iowa. I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying, you know, these are some long range things. So your efforts through the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund could be going on for some time. And so it's important that people be assistive Have you reached out to other companies that may still be working as partners to have them donate to the cause?
Yeah, we have. We started with $50,000 from an anonymous donor. And then immediately, not immediately after that, but soon after that, Beridian actually came in with $25,000 extra. To date, I think we raised, Deidre, correct me if I'm wrong, over $100,000. That number continues to go up.
Sure.
Applications.
Yeah, we're over 130. Another radio station did a radiothon about a week and a half ago. And raised over $20,000. The nice. Director's Council has given $10,000. And so the contributions have come in. We've gotten some contributions from like state reps, like Ross Wilburn. We've also gotten dollars from candidates who are running for Senate, like Eddie Morrow. And so people are contributing, and we just encourage folks who have the capacity to give to this fund, because our small business owners have been there for us a great deal of our lives. I mean, they're there for our weddings. They're there for our birthdays. They're there for, you know, our morning coffee. They're just there for us, and they're struggling now.
And I want
and they're not going to raise their hands and say, hey, come help me. I'm struggling.
Right.
But we know they are. And we have, if we have the capacity to step up, I'm urging us to do that.
Now,
and they can contribute at that website, too.
Yes, and we will have, of course, links to that up on the radio blog. One of the important things, I think, to understand, and I want to make this really solid, while we may, or our newscast may emanate from central Iowa, this is for all of Iowa, Sioux City, Waterloo, Davenport, Dubuque, Council Bluffs, and every little nook and cranny in between. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, that's definitely true. This is the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund. We've received applications from every nook and corner, wow, crack and cranny of the state. And we're here to support any and every business that feels that they're getting left behind. Again, the financial relief is great right now. But I think the even bigger and most important part is the coaching, because we want to ensure, sure, that these businesses are coming out of this stronger than what they went in and ready to face any challenge that they come before them. Now, I doubt we're going to have any challenge bigger than what we're going through right now, but you never know, right? And if this is, as Deidre, and as you said, Michael, this is the time to really to work on your business, you know, when you can't work in it.
Yep.
And you can schedule that appointment at the Empower Money, empowermoney.org website. We have folks from the Financial Empowerment Center that are coaching from there. We also have colleagues through Iowa State University that you can get on their calendar. But we actually have two coaches that are Spanish speakers. So we're trying to reach as many people as we can at doing these calls virtually, either over the phone or through Zoom meetings, however the client feels most comfortable, and really digging in deep and ensuring that we're here to help those recovery efforts.
Excellent stuff. You've been listening to Cameron Middlebrooks and Deidre DeGier. We've been talking about the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund. I certainly appreciate you guys taking time to discuss this with us, because this is really critical. When we look at just this week, we had the consumer price index was out. And, 70% of the GDP in the United States relies on small businesses and consumers that consume. And consumers are not consuming right now. We all know that. And so businesses that have been out there forever, as Deidre just said, been doing the weddings, been doing the grass clippings, been doing work for folks for a long time. They're in need right now, and this is a way to be assistive. So thank you so very much for doing this. I really do appreciate it. Cameron, Deidre, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
Once again, that was Cameron Middlebrooks and Deidre DeGier talking about the Iowa Small Business Relief Fund. And yes, we will have links up on our radio blog so that you can apply, donate, or maybe even both. What the heck, right? This is an important piece of information for small business owners across the state of Iowa. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Cameron and Deidre, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.